New team who dis?
New team who dis? New team who dis? New team who dis? New team who dis?
Okay.
New team who dis?
Yeah, so the object of the game, obviously, is the NFL offseason was very long and arduous. There were a lot of moves that were made. I don't know about you guys out there. I have not bought my preview magazines yet to kind of refresh my brain.
Not till August 1st. It's like having a pumpkin beer before October 1st.
You're
right.
Can't do it. And I'm going on vacation next week. I'm going to the beach, and I do a lot of reading, a lot of listening, a lot of relaxing. I am going to just read the crap out of NFL preview magazine. So I'm going to come back as an expert. So this is our final chance to play, and it's an educational game you can play at home.
Yeah.
Tommy is going to name an NFL player that moved via free agency or trade, and Sean and I will have to immediately guess what team that player is on. It's a little game we call New Team Who Dis.
New Team Who Dis.
And for those
New Team Who Dis
who want the real rules of the game,
New Team Who Dis,
the real rules of the game are New, it doesn't matter who's right or wrong, Evan got to play an AI song.
That's not an
that's
AI
the,
song.
That's the rules of the game.
Yeah, he's a child.
I wrote that song all by myself. What do you mean AI song?
You sang it?
Anyhow, yes, that's actually me.
Okay.
So again, Tommy will name an NFL player. You will notice Sean has a squeaky, high-pitched voice. I have a very manly, deep voice. And we'll do a couple of players. So let's kick it off. Host Tommy Lugauer.
Who goes first?
No one goes first. Like I just said, he's going to name a player. And then you and I will, as quickly as we can, name what team that player is on. Hence, you have squeaky voice. People will notice that.
Okay.
I have deep, manly voice.
That's not the rules we discussed in the break.
What are
in
the
our
rules?
Meeting.
I forgot, Tommy.
I'm going to give you a player's name, and this is going to be tough for the two of you. You're going to take turns. Evan's going to guess. Then you're going to guess. So you're going to both have a guess. It's not like if Sean gets it right, Evan doesn't get a guess, because we want to know if one of you are wrong. Does that make sense?
Right. That does make more sense.
Children.
He's not going to tell us if we're right.
By the way, the name of the game?
New Team Who Dis.
That's three times.
New Team Who Dis.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Three times.
I just love our theme song. I think it's really cool.
Okay. The first name is a name that I hate and Sean hates and all Giant fans hate. Running back Boston Scott.
Boston Scott. Who's going first, me?
Evan, you go first.
Boston Scott. Where the hell did Boston Scott go? The Washington Commanders.
Okay, Sean, your guess? You could be right, dummy.
Oh, got you.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
You are both wrong. He is with the Rams.
New team who dis.
With the Rams?
New team who dis.
All right, we're off to a great start. 0-1. Boston Scott is now on the Rams, Shawnee.
Okay, well, at least he won't kill us twice a year.
And by the way, the beautiful part about this game is if you're in your car right now you'll be able to tell your friends, you know what team Boston Scott's on. Use that at a party this week. You're going to be the coolest guy at the party. Go ahead.
The next name is Joe Flacco.
I know this one. Can I go or is it his turn?
Sean goes first.
I know the answer.
Sean goes first.
I know, yeah. I'm going to stand up. I'm so excited. I got this right.
I'm a loser.
Joe Flacco is now in.
Time limit, Tommy. Come on.
No, come on. I get
what
to guess.
What do we got all day?
I get to guess.
I know this answer.
10 seconds, Sean.
Then I steal it. Five.
Philadelphia.
Four. Incorrect. The answer is, who is the Indianapolis Colts? New team who dis.
New team who dis.
The song again.
New team
unfortunately, Evan is correct.
New team who dis.
Evan won, Sean zero.
Okay.
I'm like a football czar. Great. Anyhow, number three.
Wow.
The next name is Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz. I don't know the answer.
I think I know the answer.
Do you?
I think.
Well, don't keep us waiting. Say something.
I
can't
forgot.
Get air on the
I
radio.
Forgot. I go for. I'm going to go Carolina.
Okay.
No way. I'm going to. You know what? Philadelphia is back in Philadelphia. I'm going to go with the Eagles.
You're both wrong. Paulie hit it.
The Commanders.
I knew it was a bad team.
Got it in the same division. All right. So you're 0-3. I'm 1-2.
All right. This is a guy that Evan really loves. He wanted him on the Jets last year. Yes. Where is Josh Dobbs?
Joshua Dobbs.
Oh, wow. I forgot about Josh
Dobbs. I forgot he existed. I thought he was like gone.
You shouldn't. He's always great in a pinch.
I think he went to a good team. Like, I think he went to a very good team. I got it. I know the answer. My turn?
Go.
San Francisco 49ers.
Sean?
Tampa Bay.
He is a Niner.
Yes!
New team who dis.
New team who dis.
New team who dis.
team who
I forgot about Josh Dobbs' existence.
New team who dis. There you go.
All right, the next name.
I'm whipping that ass, Sean, by the way.
Congrats, Ev.
Thank you.
The next name is a name that is familiar with a lot of people around here. Jamal Adams.
Jamal Adams. Evan, he just signed with somebody.
Evan, you go
how
first.
Terrible.
He just signed with somebody.
Say it again. He just signed with somebody. You don't know.
Guys, he literally just signed with somebody.
He did? He just signed with somebody?
Do you realize he just signed with somebody?
I did. Just yeah, I heard you say it 15 times.
Damn it.
Whoa, what's going on over here?
What's he looking?
He's pulling a Craig.
I'm looking
he's
at Jack Flaherty.
No,
there better be pictures of Sidney Sweeney on our computer.
I have confirmed he is breaking down Jeez. Jack Flaherty's splits.
Oh, who cares? All right, where is Jamal Adams? The real pressing things around here. Jamal Adams.
I'm going to go with, man, he just signed. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Sean?
I don't really know.
Tennessee Titans.
That was it. It's the Titans. He's right.
He's in Music City, yeah. Nashville, Tennessee.
That was
that's
a total guess.
New team who dis. You know what, Sean? As soon as you said Tennessee Titans, I was like, he's right. That's exactly who he signed
with. I feel like my go-to is Jaguars Panthers, so I tried to pivot that off of that.
That was very good. All right. 2-1 me.
All right. The next name on my list is Jameis Winston. Evan, you go first.
Jameis Winston went somewhere. Jameis Winston is still in the NFL. Jameis Winston is a quarterback. Jameis Winston.
I'm sorry. Let me speak out loud. I think Jameis Winston is now the backup quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
Sean?
The Cleveland Browns.
It is the Browns. We had a discussion about this a week ago.
You know what? That's how I knew.
I was hoping
I thought
you forgot.
Were just playing this up.
I was setting you up.
No, I think that's how I remember it, though. There was a discussion. All right, I think I win. Game over. Nice game.
I got one more.
Yeah, one more. Yeah.
One more. This was going to be my closer. One Evan, more. You have to guess first.
Okay, and if I get this right, it's over. I win. If I get it wrong and Sean gets it right, it ends in a tie. Kind of like the Met Braves series.
No problem. Wide receiver, Allen Robinson.
Oh, that's easy. I mean, jeez. He's actually a member of your local New York Football Giants.
Except for the fact that he was traded yesterday.
Son of a
to the
bitch.
Washington Commit. No, it's the New York Giants.
Oh, damn, you scared me.
And it's time. It's time for me to come clean. I cheated on Jamal Adams. I looked it up.
Are you kidding me?
You didn't think, bro, he had no idea, and he pulled the Titans out of his rear end? Of course
that's so unfair. Like, I'm not cheating. I'm legitimately guessing.
I didn't want to cheat, Evan. And then you got up and danced so happily when you got Joe Flacco that I said, I cannot get shut out here.
All right, you want me to be honest with you?
You cheated on one.
I did not cheat on Joe Flacco, but I may have heard like someone on the radio say it this morning.
Oh, come on.
That doesn't matter.
Terrible game. You're a cheater.
I can't for the life of me remember it may have been Gio this morning because I was flipping. I was actually listening, believe it or not. This is really cheating. I'm coming clean. I was flipping between Boomer and Gio, Sirius NFL Radio, and Sirius NBA Radio.
You so listened to Sirius NFL Radio on a day we were going to play New Game?
I literally listened for 5 minutes. It was very, very quick. I was more interested in the NBA stuff. Isola was on. I like Frank. Mitch Lawrence was on. But it may have been Gio. Like, well, because I was listening to them, too. So somebody, it was not Mitch Lawrence, so I rule out Sirius NBA Radio, but someone made the comment about Joe Flacco being the backup in Indy. And I was like, oh, geez, I forgot about that. And I put that in the back of my mind. But that's not cheating. I listen to the radio. What do you want from me?
It may have been Gio because Stu Gotts wasn't on today, so they actually talk sports. So you're right. Hey, what can I do? But I came clean. I cheated. I couldn't get shut out. I was getting embarrassed.
Well, I beat your ass. That's the bottom line.
Josh Dobbs is a good pull, though.
That was me.
I'm giving you credit.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Even when I have the last word and I give you credit, you don't
know. I didn't know you were giving me credit. Well, that was a fun game. Do we all feel smarter now?
No. Can we have an ounce of integrity?
What?
You both cheated.
How did I cheat?
Because you cheated by omission. When you answered the question properly, you didn't go, Louie, I got to be honest with you.
Hold on a second.
I have a huge list here. I didn't get to a few names.
But I didn't cheat by omission. I happened to hear someone mention Joe Flacco is backing up Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis.
Right.
And so I said it, whether it was Isola or Giannotti or whoever. It doesn't even matter.
I'm sure Frank Isola breaking down the Bulls' backcourt definitely said it.
I'm just being honest about what I listened to this morning. I'm just telling you, I listened to those three things. So one of those places said it. It may have been us. It may have been NFL radio. It may have been NBA radio. I don't know.
You weren't honest. You should have said, Loogie, disqualify Joe Flacco. I heard information from Frank Isola this morning that he's playing with Indy.
I mean, it obviously wasn't Frank. Frank guy. So clearly,
you just want to win.
Frank's
so
got
badly.
More pop than I think Sirius gives him.
Well, I love all those guys. I was in such a mood. I wanted to hear all sorts of things this week.